What kills me is the rigmarole with the Californian, because they have to have their scapegoat. They can't understand that it was just a stroke of bad luck, a whole bunch of little problems, slip-ups that turned into a major tragedy. So, seeing as they can't say it went down because of this or that, they're going to pin it all on the Californian and Captain Lord. They're going to say that if only he'd have done something, nobody would have drowned.
Well, it's kind of true.
True? Come off it. He couldn't have. Listen up. Officer Boxall says he saw a small ship 5 miles away that moved and left. The guys on the Californian, they say they saw a small ship 5 miles away that moved and left. The Californian called out with its Morse lamp, no answer. While on the Titanic, well, they were signalling like mad. Don't you think they'd have seen one another? Huh? And don't it strike you as strange that neither of them rust buckets moved? And then, in the morning, the Californian finds out the Titanic went down 10 miles away. 5 and 5 makes 10. It's as clear as a miser's coffee. There was another ship between the Titanic and the Californian. And when the Californian saw the flares behind the mystery ship, it signalled and got no answer, seeing as it wasn't the Titanic.
Huh? Impossible. They wouldn't have pulled out of there and let the Titanic go down. No sailor in the world would have done that.
Oh, yeah. Not even a captain who doesn't feel like pulling into the harbour with survivors sprawled out all over his bales of opium or bootleg tobacco. Not even a captain with a boat full of sailors running from the law and who aren't too keen on winding up on the front page of the paper. Don't worry, my boy. Nobody's going to come up and confess to prove I'm right. And old man Lord, they'll say he's a coward if he says what I just told you.